The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Repeat after me. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. The US dollar is obsolete. A cashless society would be a vast improvement over the crude system we know today. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
Gold is the best investment of the century, growing over 500% since 2001. But right on cue, the pundits on Wall Street are again saying the gold rush is now over. Mind you, they said the same thing when gold prices topped 500 and 1,000. What the founding fathers referred to as the friends of paper money have been dead wrong on gold for a decade. Well, Swiss America has been right on the money. Why? Because we understand gold is real money. It's no longer just a commodity. And now 90 experts all agree gold is going much higher. Call Swiss America for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble. It's free. Call now toll free 866-883-2714. That's 866-883-2714. In today's uncertain world, gold is a wealth preserver, period. Is gold in a bubble? Call toll free 866-883-2714. 866-883-2714 for their new report, Gold Rush is No Bubble.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
I've just recently started listening to Chad Olson, and I think he is just outstanding.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show. He can articulate better than any talk show host I have ever heard, even better than Rush Limbaugh.
He's smart. He's on top of it.
He's a brilliant man. He's well read. He's very intelligent.
I'm just amazed by that. He inspires me, and he's right.
I had a mad time, oh yeah. I had a mad time, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
I had a mad time, oh yeah. I had a mad time.
The Chad Olson Show.
Chad Olson Show.
With our backs to the wall, the darkness will fall. We never quite saw we could lose it all. Ready, aim, fire. Ready, aim, fire. An empire's falling just one day. You close your eyes and the glory fades. Ready, aim, fire.
There
is resistance bubbling up and festering. The aim is the motion, make me a potion, shake it all up with your mystery.
I think if this was flipped on its head and this was Republicans who did this, it'd be front pages everywhere, but it should be treated as an important moment.
Yeah, Steve, where do we think this is going? For a lot of these investigations, there is, for people who follow it, frustration that it never ends up in anything. Is this something?
Yeah, we need to know more. I mean, certainly this is something. It's never a good idea to lie to the FBI. It's certainly not a good idea to lie to the FBI in an effort to conceal the fact that you're working with a political campaign that may have been feeding bad information to the U.S. government.
Yeah, and it is nothing if not interesting to see the way that all of the jigsaw puzzle pieces slip so neatly into unison with what we see out of Milley in the comments that are made. You go back in some of his speeches and saber rattling against Russia and Vladimir Putin. All of this is interconnected. Every single bit of it, it's just differing sides of a multifaceted coin. Here you have Hillary Clinton, a known Chinese operative. Think about the degree of her treason and betrayal of this nation in the forwarding of those emails that went to the Shandong Carter Heavy Industries web address. All of this revealed, by the way, by the Chuck Grassley Committee in the United States Senate. This is not off of 4chan or 6chan or 9chan or whichever chan it is that you use for your mental masturbation. This was revealed in a U.S. Senate hearing, and it was sworn testimony under oath by the technicals and the people who understood exactly what had happened. It was discovered she had a forwarding address to Shandong Carter Heavy Industries in the nation of China, 30,000 or more State Department emails that were shared tangentially and immediately via that automatic forward that was installed on her machine. And in that same time frame, New York Times report would have been back in late 2011, early 2012. Nearly the full complement. This is a story you can go back and you can find. If they've not scrubbed it now in the same way they scrubbed the Indian study, the genomic study of COVID-19, which absolutely linked the virus to the Wuhan lab and the amino peptide profile of the phylogen and the genomics of the virus, nailed it flat in February 20th of 2020. The Indians at University of New Delhi nailed China to the wall, and they instantly filed lawsuit in international court for damages for COVID-19. That study was scrubbed, later summarily scrubbed from the internet, but guess what? Rand Paul cited it into the congressional record. The same way he cited Ralph Barrick's name, University of North Carolina, all the things that they've been trying to erase. We're now in this perpetual race with reality here in this post-reality era, because they have the ability now to manipulate information in real time and even posthumously or retroactively to go back and alter the record, just in the same way we saw Winston in 1984. But you can go back and look at that New York Times article. Hillary Clinton, in the same time period when we know now that she had all of her emails forwarded to Shandong Carter Heavy Industries in China, top secret, confidential, State Department documents, you name it, nearly the entire complement of friendlies and CIA assets in the nation of China, American intelligence operatives and assets, friendlies who were sources of information inside the Chinese State Department, were rounded up, liquidated, never to be heard from again. More than 20, they think possibly as many as 40 assets were taken into custody and summarily executed. Some of our highest level informants inside the CCP were disposed of as a result of the information that was shared off of Hillary Clinton's server. This is not a matter of conjecture. Now you look at Milley, you know, saying that he'll tell the Chinese if we're coming. And now we're having a conversation where for the entirety of Donald Trump's presidency, they made Russia out to be the enemy. Milley has been on record saying that the only nation capable of destroying the United States is Russia. Every single bit of this is subterfuge and lies. Sam Kempart, the degree to the deception and the constant disinformation, I believe the majority of the American populace doesn't even have the ability to find reality as it exists at this moment.
No, it's a black art, but it's masterful. I have to tell you.
It's hypnotic.
It is masterful.
Yes.
And the satanic anesthesia, to use that term again, has really taken a hold of American society and culture. The Overton window, if anything, has been shrunken. It's smaller. It's not bigger. People, I'm finding people are shutting down more, and they're getting, as I said the other day, half to three quarters crazed. Most of the people I know now, they're, you know, maintaining outwardly. They're half. I'm half crazed. Yes. I'm half crazed.
Yes.
And I'm somewhat awake. Half crazed.
We're all steeping in this acidic, just incredibly caustic misery infliction device. They've put us in this pressure cooker, not a crucible that refines us as with precious metals, but a pressure cooker. It's destroying cognition, and you and I've had conversation about the targets of what COVID-19 attacks in the human body very clearly seem to be fertility, longevity, and cognition. And the ability even to have these analytical bits of discourse that used to be the framework and the rudiment of what intelligent progressive society was about. When we use the word progressive, I mean that in terms of using the dedication of excellence and the acceleration of human consciousness as the pathway to greatness and the pathway to excellence, both individually and systemically, they are erasing and burning out the exit ramps in the just in the process of discourse. We don't even have the ability for discourse. You and I were discussing off air. One of the reasons I'm so pessimistic has nothing to do with the evil and the blackness in the hearts of our enemies, because we know about that already. That's a foregone and given conclusion. My reason for pessimism is the delusion. You called it satanic anesthesia. That's perfectly apropos. The Christian cavalry Kool-Aid is a good nomenclature for it as well. These people that believe that the cavalry, and whether it was the Durham Report and William Barr or Mike Lindell or Sidney Powell, God bless her heart, she's a very well-meaning, and she's been in the arena, and she's been right here in this studio. But we've latched on to these bits of hope for so long, and I just see our movement just having been completely and thoroughly co-opted by delusional figments of hopium, is the terminology that I use for it, in terms of believing that there's going to be some magic cavalry arrival moment, and it's never going to come, and this is just the latest missed appointment with supposed destiny in terms of righteous judgment against the malefactors that are destroying America.
Well, I told you, I lasted on the Q train about a week or 10 days early on when he first surfaced, and I thought, this is BS. But I will tell you what I am guilty of, hopium. How many times was it on the street with the Trumpers and those of us that supported him that the president, Donald Trump, once he got into office, candidate Trump, once he got into office and became president, which happened, would do mass disclosure about a lot of stuff. There was never, and I truly was a believer in disclosure. I had that hopium, guilty as charged.
And you saw the terminology that was attached to it. It was called D-class.
Right.
D-E-C-L-A-S. Why, they omitted the last S, I don't know why. But everybody talking about D-class. D-class is coming. The storm is coming. The D-class moment. Oh my God, this is declassification. Oh, this is just over and over and over. And how many dates, even since the stolen, utterly fraudulent election, how many dates were attached to this notion of Donald Trump making a triumphant return to the Oval Office?
Well, we had...
6, 7?
Right, the insurrection, and then...
January 6th was one.
And then they said Biden will never be inaugurated.
Trump March 4th was one.
And then May was...
April 6th was one. There may have been one in May that I'm missing. I think June, was it there a June 4th?
Yeah, there was a June one. And then there was the early part of August, the 8th of August, something along the first week or two in August, for sure.
And then we had Mike Lindell in that time frame talking about, well, it's going to be tomorrow. He had a symposium in Sioux Falls, and I know that I heard him say... When this information hits, once I make these stunning revelations about the degree of the stealing of the election, Donald Trump is going to be restored to office tomorrow. You remember
yes,
hearing
and,
that?
Yes, and prosecutions are going on as we speak down in Guantanamo. I haven't heard anything about Guantanamo. Have you? I mean, that's a bunch of crap. And, you know, Jeff Sessions, after he left office, went down there and was going to head up a bank of specially chosen prosecutors.
Military tribunal. Military tribunal was going to be convened by Jeff Sessions. They were building gallows at Guantanamo Bay. All of these were things that you and I know people that were invested
heavily,
if not thoroughly,
heart and soul
in these notions that there was going to be this magical restoration. And they've moved the goalposts and moved the dates. I mean, they've so long transcended. I think a Harold Camping. I think he predicted the rapture and the return of Jesus Christ 3 or 4 or 5 times before people finally stopped listening to him. The Millerites, the right. Millerite movement. They've so long transcended that, and yet with every new supposed revelation, the investment in the hopium arrives again. I cannot. Please explain to me how this happens. Well, you fool me once, as George W. Bush so wizenedly reminded us. Fool me once, you can't get fooled again.
Well, no, and, you know,
how is it that these people, how do they continue to just invest in and buy these lies? The desire to believe is so dangerous.
And meanwhile, we have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs speaking to the head generals of our enemy, the Communist Party. The People's Liberation Army, which is controlled by the CCP.
If there were white hats in the American government, how would somebody like a General Milley be dealt with?
summarily is that there would be a special op done on him.
And that's
that's all I'm going to say on the radio.
You and I
there
had
would
this
be a special op done on him.
You and I had this conversation just in the break, and we both agree that there's no two ways about what would happen to a traitor of the magnitude of a General Milley.
There'd be an op. There's nothing. You guys can figure out what that means.
It's absolutely true. I just, and that, to circle back, not to use Jen Psaki's hideous verbiage, but this is the reason that I have so little hope. And you folks can invest in your brand of hopium and whatever it is that you want to believe about the magical cavalry moment that's going to arrive with Durham and Barr and all the rest of it. Now you get another one of these piddling little indictments, a process crime. Make no mistake about this. This is a process crime. He's not indicted for treason. He's not indicted for using the apparatus of the federal government to inflict wounds on a political opponent. He's indicted for misspeaking to the FBI. This is what's known as a perjury trap. It is a process crime, and it is a piddling pittance in the face of what we know that these monsters prevaricated against the American public for a solid 4 years, talking about Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, until the entirety of the Democrat Party was just delusionally, phantasmagorically exited from their gourd in their ability to even understand reality.
And I am astounded. That's why we know the prosecution, the fix is in on this whole thing, always was. Easily, I'm not unwashed legally, easily one could establish and prove, to my thinking, conspiracy and RICO charges here. No doubt about it. Because
because it fulfills every possible material outcropping of conspiracy. And that's the reason for RICO, even to begin with. And if this doesn't fulfill it, it's so very obvious. The standard of justice in the United States has fallen. Name an institution. Name for me an institution with both legal standing and the moral courage to hold any of these traitors utterly guilty of treason, prima facie. Name for me an institution that's willing to do the right thing to preserve this republic. It isn't happening, and it is not coming. You make of that what you will. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.